tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
You know, an idea I've always had for a radio program that I'd never have done because I don't have too much to do is we listen to a lot of radio. And there's great programs all over the country. And there's all kinds of...
But none between 7 and 11.
On Saturday morning.
Except for us, yes.
Exactly.
And there's different magazines and newsletters you can subscribe to, podcasts, daily, talkers, newsletter, radio info, blah, blah. And all the different interesting things that are happening in radio throughout the country. And I'll tune in here and there. I always thought it'd be fun to have a recap at the end of the week. Here's what I learned on radio this week from all the different places around the country and all the different things heard, monitored. One of those, if we ever did a show like that, would have to be right here in Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I was on Around the House, which is a regular program on CASM, our Sedona affiliate. And after we were on, I had CASM still on as I was driving around. I don't get as much traveling up to northern Arizona as I used to when we first started there. And I had forgot about Tom Tabak, the owner of CASM.
Great guy.
He has a one-hour special where he covers hip music. He calls it his rock and roll showcase. And this week, on Thursday, he was covering the top 20 hits of 1970.
Oh, that's my... I love 70s
I'm sorry, 1957.
Oh, 50s. Okay.
You had mentioned Elvis...
In Yuma.
What, the Elvis contest?
It's not a contest. It's just kind of impersonators coming out, I think,
okay,
to showcase his music and his moves.
In 1957, there was an Elvis song. Of the 52 weeks, 39 of the weeks were Elvis songs.
So during the year of 1957, 39 of those weeks, he had a top hit. He was something. Wow.
There was one that was the longest run for any one song was 8 weeks long. And any guesses what that would have been?
All Shook Up.
You're talking an Elvis
song? All Shook Up.
All Shook Up, yeah.
I knew you would.
Oh, my.
Leave it up to the Memphis girl to be on top of that one. But and he actually travels with this show and does it live as well. He was in Sun City last night, the Tom Tabak and the Daddy-O's doing their Graffiti Gold show. And it's so on the radio, you hear him talking about it, and they play the music on his traveling shows. It's the same thing, but then him and his band perform the songs instead of playing the recorded track.
I wonder if he'd be open to do it on a Saturday night so we could go. I just can't do a Friday night.
Friday nights would be hard.
But I would love to go. I love music. I love that.
But that's one to look up. And the times vary because CASM is the ESPN affiliate for Northern Arizona. So depending on the sports schedule, depends on where that hour rock and roll showcase ends up. But it's somewhere during the midday section. And he actually had to break this one, he said, into two and cover the, because he likes to cover the top 40, but he had to do 20 on 1 hour and then the, you know, 40 to 20 in 1 hour and 19 to number one in another hour. But that's a great radio program. If you're in Northern Arizona listening on any of our listening on CASM, make a point to find the rock and roll showcase if you like that old 50s, 60s music. It was a lot of fun. I was right at lunch hour. I just turned it on, reading, you know, doing my daily reading, had that in the background. Great, great listening experience. Arizona Highways is out as well. We're going into our Grand Canyon's 100th, the Grand Canyon National Park 100th birthday. A great, you know, we joke a lot that, you know, we want the...
Want Robert Steve's job?
Yeah, at the Arizona Highways. I don't know. Because every month, you thought, man, how are they ever going to top that? Mm. And every month, I don't know that I could continually topping work that I had done before.
But
I mean, you look at that and you're like, how do you get better? But next, I'm telling you, March is going to be a great addition. The level of excellence that they continue to publish is just absolutely impressive. So if you're not a subscriber, you should be, or pick it up on newsstands. They're like, it's not something you read and throw away either.
No, you just can't. You have to save them. We have boxes.
And the Explore Arizona, the Republic section today, they talk about Supai, speaking of the Grand Canyon, the Havasupai Falls. I have done this hike. I was invited by...
Is that your senior year?
No, it was my junior year, but I was invited by...
senior class president?
Yeah. And I joined me and three other guys. They had booked this camping ground, and it was a lot different then on how the reservations worked in the time of year, because we went on... Maybe not. I'm trying to get my dates. But anyway, you have to make a reservation.
And that is hard to do. You have to
That's
be on the phone.
What this article talks about on how to get a reservation. They only have 350 camping sites, and it's about a 10-mile hike. The first mile is the brutal one as you go down into the canyon. Once you're in there, it's a pretty flat walk, both coming in and coming out. There's
so
a few
like
areas
miles?
You have to traverse that are, you know, take a little bit. It's that incline coming out that'll really get you. But you get down there, and there's this Indian village. I mean, it's like you walk back 100 years into time. Now, they do have some building materials and practices that are a lot newer, but, I mean, there's goats walking around, chickens. You've got their sheep and this whole Havasupai tribe just – living there, and you pick up your permit from the building, and then it's about another walk a mile down to the falls, and there's water that's just coming right out of the rocks, and you fill your canteens up just right out of this pure water coming out of the rock, and beautiful color setting, and it's changed a lot from a flood. People that had been there before the flood talk about, you know, how much bigger this lake was, but the floods kind of wash out. But I mean, you still go there, and it's not crowded for space, and then from the main fall, you can walk down further. There's some additional falls, but it's a great experience. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon and only looked at the edge, I mean, you really haven't seen it. And everyone talks, you always hear about the Bright Angel Trail. And, you know,
you're a fan of...
Havasupai on your list.
I did talk to somebody this year who got a permit, and I said, how did you do that? And she said, I just kept dialing and dialing and dialing until she got in.
Well, and you can do it online now. So if you go to havasupaireservations.com, create an account beforehand.
Now that's new.
And the article suggests, so it opens up at 8 o'clock on February 1st. They said, log on, have your account open by 7:50, sit there and wait. And just at whatever date you can click on and reserve as fast as you can, do it. And then just make that work in your schedule. Because if you sit there looking at open dates and looking at your calendar, by the time you come back, they said it was less than 5 hours last year. They sold out once they opened it up for reservations. That is an Arizona to-do. Last week, our Rosie, we've got to come up with a name here, Gary. We've got our promotions team that's on the road. Lance joined us last week from Casa Grande and is joining us again today. We need like a Cruisin' Kunkel.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Or he likes it.
Or Location Lance.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Location Lance. Lance Kunkel, where'd you cruise to your location today?
So we are down here at the Desert Diamond Casino and Resort, just off the I-19 and Pima Mine Road for the 24th Annual Business Expo and Taste of the Valley. We actually have over 80 vendors here, including yours truly. We have our certified partners, Green Valley Heating and Cooling, here as well. Just on a quick walkthrough, I saw there's quite the spread of home and health services here, if you're interested. And, of course, we have our 2019 calendars here available, you know, free, if you're interested in picking one up. And no shortage of food either. I was told there are 14 restaurants providing food for this event, and they have locations ranging from Nogales all the way to Sahuarita.
And the way it works, as I understand, you can buy a ticket for $1, and each food ticket is good for one sample. So for $10, you go get 10 samples of all these incredible locally made food items. We'll have you go through, and once it opens up, get like a... What are those dishes?
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on sampling as much as I can.
Are there any tamales, maybe? Just saying.
You know, I haven't seen it, but if there are, that's probably the first place I'll be.
It opens up at 10 o'clock, so we'll have Lance go through and get a food dish inventory for us and give us a report at 10 o'clock. We have the 2019 calendar, so any of our Green Valley KGVY listeners can run over and meet Lance and Susan today at the, say it again for me, the Green Valley, and this is put on by Green Valley Sorita Chamber of Commerce, but it is,
yes,
the official name of the event is the?
The 24th Annual Business Expo and Taste of the Valley.
Business Expo and Taste of the Valley. That's going on
nice
today.
Nice area of the state.
Little.
It is really beautiful down here.
And help me out, Lance. I can never remember miles south of Tucson because once you get on 19, everything turns to kilometers.
Right.
How many kilometers south? You just drove there yesterday. You remember the kilometer count once you turn off?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't. But I can tell you it's about, once you hit that I-10, I-19 exchange, it's about 10 minutes south of that if you're driving at speed.
Not Cobra speed.
No, not Cobra speed.
Wait, let me do the math on that.
I'm going to say that might even be a little fast. We're going to have to check that monitoring system we have on the transit and see what.
You know, I think it's down this weekend.
You know, it's interesting. The mileage signs in kilometers on I-19, that's the only interstate in the country that goes by kilometers. And I believe it was an attempt in the 80s to get the country to go to the metric system. But it makes more sense between Tucson and Mexico. So,
thankfully, it did not work.
All right, Lance, well, we appreciate you joining us on the line. We'll get a report from him a little bit later and as the show opens up. But that'll give you a preview if you don't have plans for this weekend and you're in southern Arizona, something to put on your to-do list and go by. If you're not on the mailing list for the home maintenance calendar, you can pick one up at the event, which was delivered. I got mine in the mail on Thursday, so everyone that was on the mailing list for the home maintenance calendars should have received it. A lot of positive feedback we have received via email from it that, hey, this was better than last year. I don't know how you guys did that. Thank you. It looks great. We appreciate sending it.
I was in Lance's our company email that Lance monitors. And Lance, I know what you're going to be doing all week. There's hundreds of orders for the calendar. So get your order in early so you can enjoy it for the whole year.
And what is, looking at all the orders that came in after we mailed it out, I guess I'm going to assume if we start looking at the addresses that are requested, now I don't have time to do this, but I'm just assuming, if we looked at that, it'll be next to somebody that's already requested it. So, hey, they were showing their neighbors, mm-hmm. Hey, how do I get one? And just people telling other people, because it's designed to help you keep up with home maintenance tasks around your house. And each week we cover one. It'll be a little bit later in our 9 o'clock hour, our open line hour, and then it covers what we talk about in our 10 o'clock hour, where we dive deep on something specific for the home. But 7 o'clock is our Arizona hour. We've talked about Yuma today. Lance is down in Green Valley. The Arizona Highways is out. Have a soup by. We've been all over the state, but we're not done yet.